Debate has flared over whether there should be a public subsidy for the expensive meningococcal B vaccine following the death of a South Australian toddler. The UK made the vaccine free as part of its routine childhood immunisation schedule last year, but in Australia it costs up to $700 for a course. The Federal Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee has on three occasions rejected the manufacturer's application to put the vaccine on the PBS. The World Today has spoken to a former committee member who says the decision was made because it's not cost effective. Lexi Metherill explains.
It can come on frighteningly quickly and the early symptoms can look like a flu virus, but the consequences can be fatal or severely debilitating.
We see cases where people can be healthy at breakfast and literally dead by dinner.
Eliza Old-Connell does not know what strain of meningococcal she contracted in 1997 when she was 16, but it nearly took her life. Both her legs and most of her fingers were amputated. She went on to become a Paralympian and now advocates for subsidising the B vaccine as director of Meningococcal Australia.
I felt unwell in the morning, and by that night I was on life support, so I know myself just how quickly this disease can take hold.
The death of 16-month-old Charlie Mason in South Australia this week from its suspected meningococcal B is likely to revive debate over subsidising the B vaccine. The vaccination for the C strain of meningococcal is free to children as part of the routine immunisation schedule, but the federal committee which decides which vaccines should be subsidised has rejected applications to list the vaccine for the B strain on three occasions. It can cost as much as around $700 for a full course of the B vaccine called Bexsero. Eliza Old-Connell says it should be subsidised, given the B strain is now more common than C.
As you can imagine, for some larger families when they're vaccinating multiple children, you know, this actually comes into being quite a costly exercise. And you know what, it shouldn't be the case that families have to, you know, consider this as an expense when, you know, it should be accessible for all that choose to vaccinate, we believe.
Subsidising Bexsero would cost the federal budget hundreds of millions of dollars. Professor Jim Buttery sat on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee the first two times the vaccine was considered.
Of the considerations that have been done to this point, it hasn't appeared to be a cost-effective investment for the Australian community. It's a horrible disease, but it's a very rare disease.
Bexsero is now a free routine vaccine for babies in the UK, which made the decision to subsidise it after concerted community pressure. Initially, authorities in the UK found it would not be cost-effective under any circumstances. Professor Buttery, who's with the Monash Children's Hospital, Monash University and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, says the UK's experience will be instructive.
We will have better information as the information from the UK comes out. And what that will certainly do is give us a much better idea of, one, how well the vaccine works and so how many cases it may be able to prevent, as well as obviously better information around safety. And that will enable other countries like Australia to make far better decisions and hopefully make the vaccine available at some point in the future.
Stocks of Bexsero in Australia are low as the manufacturer GSK prioritises supply to countries which have national vaccine programs like the UK. GSK says it will have more on the market in Australia early next year. Professor Peter McIntyre is the director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research. He says while B is the most common form of meningococcal, its rates are declining.
Certainly one of the, you know, key factors in cost effectiveness is how much disease there is to prevent. And, you know, I think it's good news to say that for, you know, whatever combination of reasons, possibly related to how well Australia is doing with reducing smoking rates, which is a factor in risk of meningococcal disease, we're seeing about half as much meningococcal disease, including B, as we were seeing 10 years ago. So that's good news. And the other thing which impacts on cost effectiveness is how well the vaccine works. And in the past, we didn't have good information about that. But now that the UK has decided to introduce the vaccine to a much bigger population than Australia, we should have some pretty good information about exactly how well the vaccine is working very soon.
The director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research, Professor Peter McIntyre, ending Lexi Metherell's report.